sir.
All right, so it's corporal still, right?
Yes.
Craig Johnson?
That's correct.
Common spellings?
Uh-huh.
Tulsa Police Department.
That's correct.
All right, so I hit record, and I mean, I think most people, if they've had a radio on lately, know that copper theft has been a real problem in our city. Is it a continuing issue, or are we making arrests? Are we curtailing some of that? Where are we at?
Right now, we currently have charges pending on 19 people in regards to the theft of copper. The investigation's been ongoing for about 2 years now. And we believe in working with the city council, the city prosecutor's office, and the traffic engineering folks that we've actually managed to curtail a great deal, at least of the streetlight metal theft.
Which is a definite start. And my understanding is they're replacing that with what, aluminum?
Yeah, they're replacing it with aluminum wire. The reasoning behind that is aluminum right now is 29 cents a pound versus the $2.30 a pound you can get for copper. And the same length of aluminum wire is a lot lighter than the same run in copper. So not only are you getting less weight, but you're also getting less per pound.
And is the what's the word? Resistance, you know, the same capability as far as carrying that electrical signal?
As far as I know, in all honesty, that's probably better directed for the traffic engineering. But
fair enough, because I am no scientist either, not by a long
but
shot.
But I can tell you that Highway 11 and 169 and I believe the Gilcrease are currently lit with the aluminum wire. That they've almost completed or completed projects on those three.
That's good news. So we'll have more lighting there soon.
Right. The traffic engineering, actually, the city hired contractors to work with traffic engineering so they could get more done, more rapidly, just to get the stuff relit.
Because this is not only a money issue for our city, and I think we're up well over $2 million. This
2.9.
is 2.9. Okay, tickling 3. But this is also a major public safety issue.
It's a public safety issue in actually multiple ways. Number one, of course, you know, the dark highways. People, you know, driving our highways aren't as safe if there's not enough light. You look at the damage that it has, the tax money that could go back into resources that the city provides, whether it's public safety, roads, parks, or any other number of programs that we're having to spend that $3 million on. And the third thing is, of course, anybody playing around with high electricity wire runs the risk of, great bodily injury or death just trying to cut it.
Oh, and that would be a shame. Okay, I shouldn't say things like that.
Yes,
but I mean, come on, guys. Taking your lives in your hands for what? You know, $100, a couple hundred bucks at best. It's
well, and what I've been able to estimate on it is, so it's going to cost the city with the labor, the repairs, and the replacement $2.9 million so far, and you know they probably got maybe $150,000, $200,000 total out of all that. It's similar to air conditioner thieves, of course, will steal those for the copper inside the air conditioner, and you're trashing a $3,000 to $5,000 unit for $25 to $50,
which you sell at a scrapyard.
Yes.
Now, I understand that the city passed a new ordinance that requires those scrapyards to basically keep a database of people that are selling that scrap copper. Is that right?
That's close. What happens, the ordinance actually requires them to register with the website Leeds Online. What this does, Leeds Online is a national database, so it's not just run by the Tulsa Police Department. Pawn shops and the eco ATMs where you sell your phones in, say, Walmart, are all on there. What we did, and that was also with the help of the city council, obviously, and the city prosecutor's office, it requires them to report all metal sales in the city of Tulsa within 48 hours to the lead, or through Leeds Online. It does not cost the businesses any money to register, and with most accounting software, it will pull it automatically. So as long as they're using some kind of accounting software, there should be little to no modification they need to do, and then it does it automatically. And what that does, what the database does, is it enables me to I can keep an eye on my known copper thieves. It'll actually send me an email alert if one of my guys sells copper or sells anything. And it also lets us see patterns. We can sit here at the scrapyards, take photographs not only of what is being scrapped, but typically of the person scrapping it. And so that is a very helpful investigative tool as well.
So 19 arrests so far. Do we anticipate further arrests? Is the activity still happening?
In terms of the streetlights, we think we've got it slowed down, and especially in the fact that the aluminum is not worth the time to strip down and go sell, at least financially. As far as business and residential, that will more than likely be an ongoing thing as people come into it and people get out of it. But with the streetlights, we feel like we've got a really good grip and should have that slowed down significantly.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Craig, are you technically a burglary detective, fraud? What the hell are you?
Well, you know, I ask myself that every day. I'm with GID Investigations. There's a divisional at Gilcrease, Mingo Valley, and Riverside. There's groups of investigators, and what we're tasked with are the crimes that don't have a specific unit. So you've heard of robbery, burglary, homicide. This is considered a larceny. So basically, you know, people are stealing the copper from the poles. But we will also do the assault and batteries, vandalism, pretty much everything that doesn't have its own unit is what we get.
So is the G stand for like general?
No, it's just Gilcrease.
Gilcrease. So Gilcrease Investigative Division.
Yep, that's it. Well, yeah, it's the Gilcrease Division. Of course, that's just the name of the division we're out of. I mean, it's Northside.
Gotcha.
And okay. We're just based out of Gilcrease.
But, I mean, this crime obviously is happening all over the place, so you're getting out of the backyard.
They made the decision, or we made the decision to have all of the metal theft go to one division so that we had access. So we were trying to cut out the number of moving parts so we could have all the reports come directly to us.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because it's like what the DA's office did when Mr. Kunzweiler took over, which is have detectives and prosecutors working the same kind of cases so that they're always working with the same kind of people, and you've got one central clearinghouse of information rather than a bunch of people kind of all sort of chasing their tails and
Absolutely.
Duplicating efforts.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do right now is make sure we've got a system in place that, you know, because as staff changes come and staff changes go, that it can just be picked right up. That the next people that come in after us and whenever time don't have to reinvent the wheel and start from scratch. There's also a new email that is just for the Scrap Metal Task Force. So if anybody sees something suspicious, obviously there's always Crime Stoppers. If it's immediately going on, they can contact 911. But if there's a if there's anything related to scrap metal that someone wants to let us know, the email address is going to be TPDSMT for Scrap Metal Task Force at cityoftulsa.org.
Okay, TPDSMT at cityoftulsa.org.
That's it.
All right, sounds good. Well, there goes my phone, so I'll probably have to go, I don't know, actually work or something. But pleasure talking with you, Craig.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to keep your phone number, so I may call you sometime in the near future. You never know.
I will be here.
Be forewarned. All right, hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, buddy.